Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
WLHR.
WLHR is sponsored by Army Hammer. Army Hammer. He's out there, and he's going to get you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome back to the Philip LeBlanc Show. Before the break, we asked you all to call in to the station and help us celebrate National Favorite Candy Month. Of course, this is the month where we celebrate enjoying our favorite candies. You can call in to 413-547-1055 to get a hold of the Philip LeBlanc Show. Let us know what your favorite candy is on this Favorite Candy Month. We're going to go to the phones now. We have Maurice in Heathcliff Heights. Maurice, what's your favorite candy?
Hi, Philip.
Hello, Maurice.
My favorite candy is bread.
Bread. Now, are you saying like a candy, like a piece of marzipan that's been shaped into a slice of bread?
No, I mean like toast.
Oh, okay. So you mean bread. Well, why is bread your favorite candy?
'Cause it's crunchy and full of crumbs.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much, Maurice. We're going to move on to somebody who's got a candy as their favorite candy in celebration of National Favorite Candy Month. Remember, Philip LeBlanc Show, you can call up and let us know what your favorite candy is. We have Florence in Bloomfield who's calling in with her favorite candy.
Hi, Philip. My favorite candy is eggs.
Okay, do you mean the little jelly bean, like the gelatinous egg-shaped egg candies?
No, I have chickens in my backyard, and whenever they give me eggs, I eat them like candy. Bye.
Okay, well then, looks like she hung up on me. Which means more time to talk to people who've got a favorite candy and don't just eat things like as if they were candy, as in one after the other. We're going to ask everybody who's calling in to make sure that their favorite candy is indeed a candy. Something sugary, made out of high fructose corn syrup. Taffy would also work. I mean, taffy is one of my favorite candies. because I like a candy that has been pulled several times by a machine to aerate it and make it light and fluffy, but still very flavorful, and including a taste of salt. Let's go over to the phones again. We have Bridget in Cedar Grove. Bridget.
Hi.
What is your favorite candy?
My favorite candy is avocado.
Okay, and you mean avocados, not the candy, the fruit.
My favorite candy is avocado.
Okay. Are you aware that's not a candy?
My favorite candy is avocado.
Okay, we're going to move on. Thank you very much, Bridget, for calling. Let's try to focus up on what is a candy. I mean, nobody so far has said candy canes, and it has candy right in the name. So we're going to move on. We've got, who do we have here? We have Tyrone, who's calling in from Tyrone City. Tyrone.
Yeah.
What is your favorite candy?
Nachos.
Okay, I'm going to hang up right now. Thank you very much, Tyrone. I know that's not a candy. And you can't fool the biggest fool on the radio. And that's me, Philip LeBlanc. And we like to have a lot of fun here, but now I'm getting a little frustrated. And I like to keep things light. And I like to keep being non-confrontational. But I really am hoping and pleading out there. If you're listening and you're saying, oh, my favorite candy is jelly beans. Hell, call up the next person. I hope they say that so we can talk about jelly beans. 413-547-1055 to get a hold of the Philip LeBlanc Show. We got another caller, Ellen from Garwood. Ellen, what's your favorite candy?
My favorite candy in the entire world.
Yeah.
And I'm saying I've had a bad day and I just need a cheer me up.
Uh-huh.
You know, hit of dopamine right then and there. You know, a man has yelled at me in my car. He's cut me off. I go home, my kids, they're not doing their homework, and I just,
uh-huh.
I reach into my little drawer stash,
uh-huh.
and I pull out
uh-huh.
Sketty.
Okay, so forgive me, I just want to clarify this. Sketty must be some kind of new candy that's in the shape of spaghetti?
No, I keep a small pile of sauced noodles in my desk drawer.
In a drawer? You keep it in a drawer already sauced?
Yes.
Now, okay, I'd move on typically, but this is begging more questions, actually. So you make a big batch of spaghetti.
I make a medium batch of spaghetti.
Okay, so you make a medium batch of spaghetti. You put the sauce into the spaghetti noodles. And then what do you put the entire thing into the drawer, or do you put little packages of the spaghetti?
I have lined the drawer with a waterproof plastic lining, food safe, BPA free, and I just pile the spaghetti in there. And then I have a little fork in my pen holder.
Okay.
It's a small fork. You wouldn't even notice it if you didn't know it was there.
Uh-huh.
And I just open the drawer.
Uh-huh.
And I twirl some of the noodles around this little fork.
Uh-huh.
And then I eat that.
I wish that you had called in during National Favorite Spaghetti Month, because that would have been a perfect time to have a conversation about the strange way that you eat your spaghetti. But thank you very much for calling. We're going to move on to somebody who's got a favorite candy. It was Halloween not too long ago. I'm sure a lot of you have a bunch of leftover candy that's just in a pumpkin still, and you're just picking your way through it. Just name one of those. All right, we got one more caller before we have to go to break here on the Philip LeBlanc Show. All right, who do we have on the line? Porter from Monroe. Porter. What's your favorite candy?
Absolutely, onion rings.
Okay, well, that's all for this segment of the Philip LeBlanc Show. I want to thank all of our callers, although they did not understand the assignment, as the kids say. Stick around, we got a lot more of the Philip LeBlanc Show coming up, including what's your favorite way to turn a light switch on and off? Do you like to use your finger? Do you use your elbow? Or do you give it a big old slap? Stay tuned.
This WLHR podcast was produced by Adam Bozarth and Anna Rubinova and supported by members of patreon.com/lefthandedradio. Thank you.